News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for podcasts of this radio show, ephistory.com. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
You got a lot going on here in between things. You know, it's fun to talk to Joe Pickett no matter what. But we should start this hour with the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And her History Moment today is about automobiling in El Paso in 1918.
Taking a Sunday jaunt. With the introduction of the automobile to El Paso at the turn of the century, a new weekend travel craze hit the roadways. In 1918, local newspapers even reported on Mondays the details of this craze, referring to it as automobiling. In the beginning, a favorite Sunday afternoon diversion after church was to load the family into their auto and take a leisurely drive down to Ysleta, where they would stop in at the Ysleta Country Club for refreshments before making the long trip back to El Paso. As El Pasoans became more venturesome, Sunday trips now included Fabens, Waco tanks, and sometimes the Brave would drive all the way to Las Cruces. Soon, families would begin making cross-country excursions, better known as auto camping or gypsying. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
Hey, you're on Facebook with that.
Yes.
And big time, the History Alliance is all over the place.
That's
can
right.
Can I car-wise butt in again?
Sure. Yes, you may. That was done for you.
Before Route 66 and before everybody knows the history of the highway system because of Truman and World War II and the Autobahns in Germany led this whole revolution of highways, there was something called the Lincoln Highway. It went from one end of the country to the other, and it came through El Paso.
It was a Banneker Highway also, or something like that.
You had the Bankhead.
Bankhead, that's what
Bankhead
I'm trying to say.
Bankhead was the first concrete.
Because back in those days, it wasn't settled who was in and who was out as far as the size and the importance of cities. Everybody was kind of on a level playing field.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, El Paso could have not been what it is, or less, or more, or whatever. There was a time when we were one of the larger cities in Texas.
It's always been a strategic location.
Absolutely.
No matter what, because it's halfway between here and there, wherever you're going.
And it's no snow in the wintertime most of the time.
And you have to stop off here and get some gas or get some hay or whatever you're doing.
Yeah. In fact, I've met, intellectuals who, claim, I don't know anything about El Paso. I don't know what the place is. And then they start bragging about how smart they are, and they're a big follower and reader of Ayn Rand. I go, wait a minute. Ayn Rand? You read Ayn Rand? Uh-huh. And what's mentioned in the first chapter of her most famous book?
And it is?
El Paso.
Oh.
It talks about the railroads and talks about El Paso. It talks about Mexico.
This is an unusual world.
In fact, Fountain.
And she's Nazi driven out of Germany in the 40s.
Exactly.
And El Paso's mentioned in her biggest deal she's ever done.
Yeah, in fact, one of her books, which
Atlas
was made
Rand.
Into a movie, Fountainhead, is going to be shown at the museum in 2 weeks.
Big time stuff.
There you go.
Should we finish our little script thing here?
Well,
it's the History Alliance you do that for, and call Bernie if you need to get involved.
Yeah, if you want to get involved in any kind of history at 915-581-7920, which is our home. And also, we need to
call
give
anytime.
Credit to, pardon?
Call him anytime.
24 hours a day we get calls. you'd be surprised.
No, I wouldn't.
You can give credit to Barbara Given Bainey with her Facebook page, Remember in El Paso When, which has got great stories, archived pictures galore.
And one of her admins is Nick Prime, and that's a good thing. And there's a bunch of people that work with her and for her. And it's a volunteer thing, but she's in charge. And if you want to get involved in that, just message her on Facebook.
Yeah, or if you got some history or you got questions about things, give Bernie a call. So
anyway, good stuff here. Joe Pickett's in the house still, and there's no telling where we're going with all this. We've had a car theme here for quite some time because that's kind of what
you
do. That's not bad at all. But my theme is that we're not taught our history, and I was talking to you about that. What can we do about it? Because a lot of people claim that it's the legislature that sets the amount of school time on any given subject. Is that not true?
It's close to the truth.
Oh.
But there's always flexibility. There's nothing that the legislature says, here is your outline that you must follow specifically by minute, by day. So there's parameters. So to answer your question, sure, it's up to the local districts, top coming down or bottom going up with the teachers. My mother was a history teacher, and she taught 7th grade Texas history. And she would throw in stuff. I wasn't listening at the dinner table, so I didn't get it from her. I just wanted to
That's
be
too
fed.
Bad. To you be were exposed fed. To it, but it didn't stick.
But, I mean, she included some of that history herself just because of experience. And I think we should just encourage teachers individually to do that.
And parents.
What would probably upset a lot of parents now that have children in school is how little the textbooks that are assigned to them are even used by the teachers. So they have that flexibility. And I'm using that as a good thing, not as a bad thing. It is kind of bad that we buy all these books and they tell them, you know, bring them back at the end of the semester. Don't mess them up because
somebody else
using again, but they don't use them. They use, you know, handouts and other kind of stuff. So the teachers out there, the good teachers know that they can expand on it, add some local flavor to it. I mean, I think that is so important. And I don't think it has anything to do with your age. When you start talking history, people think it's only older folks, retirees, who are interested. And it's not the case. I think kids can find that connection with whatever they're interested in. Mine happen to be, you know, cars and automobilia. I have one of the largest Texas license plate collections in Texas or the world. And besides the car in my office, I had every single year represented on my walls of license plates.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
And we would get a lot of students from El Paso on field trips, and they would come in, and they couldn't help looking at all of this stuff, and they started asking questions. And it was a way to segue into historic events that even license plates had a key in. We had a license plate back in the early 90s that had a space shuttle on it. And then we had the space shuttle disaster. Well, quietly, the Department of Motor Vehicles, in honor of that, put a U.S. flag on the side of the space shuttle and then enlarged 7 stars above the shuttle to honor the astronauts who lost their lives.
I never noticed that.
And never put out a press release. So I've got both of those iterations on my wall, and I would tell the kids, look at the difference there. And it is historic because it's the only license plate that Texas has ever allowed the U.S. flag to be put on itself.
Well, when you cleaned out your office, you didn't just have one little box of pencils in it.
I did not.
You had a car.
You had a truck. I had trucks.
multiple
trucks. We had a caravan.
Oh, my. And are you thinking about running again someday?
It's always possible. Yeah. My health is good, and the reasons I originally ran for office are still there. Things get me upset or get me bothered, you know, too high of taxes.
So you decide to go do something about it? It is.
And it's different being on the outside again. You know, I'm looking for interaction back. The reasons I first ran was I couldn't get a call back from a city council member or a state representative, would never call back with concerns or questions I had. And it's kind of the same.
Hasn't changed much, has it?
Right now, as a private citizen, I ask simple questions. You know, why? What's this fee for? And I get no answer.
Yeah.
I mean, not even acknowledgement that I asked the question.
We have a lot more of those kind of questions these days, it appears.
Yeah.
But on other parts of your history, you had major comments on the trolley system. Mm-hmm. You've had major comments on the toll roads.
Yeah.
We have another toll road lurking around. Toll is deferred for now, it says on the board.
Right.
How long is that deferred for? Do you have any idea?
Well, they're both there being the Regional Mobility Authority that is under the guise of the city and the Texas Department of Transportation. They will tell you they're not, but they're fighting under whose policy the fees are collected. Because if it's the state, it's better for people who want to pay tolls. I'm not a big advocate, especially on this one again either. So they haven't settled that, and the Regional Mobility Authority is also not ready to accept the tolls. They don't have what's called the back office setup, mm-hmm. where the billing system, because they're going to have to do it with a third party. This could go as long as 6 months or more.
Yay.
And candidly, had I stayed in office, TxDOT already assumed that I was going to remove the toll. And they were prepared for it, and they won't tell this publicly. They would be fine with it not being there. There's a couple of ways it could be removed. We made history when we removed the toll off Cesar Chavez. It mm-hmm. was the first toll to be removed in the state of Texas.
Well, somebody has to pick up the maintenance, and they get the fees, but they have to pay to maintain
but the maintenance,
yeah, the cameras and...
But the maintenance and the overall scheme of things for transportation in Texas is minuscule. You know, TxDOT could absorb the maintenance on not just this toll road, but all the toll roads in Texas, and they're getting out of hand. And believe it or not, where they're popular is a revolt has started, and we're like behind the times. We were forced into things like the tolls, and so when I got into a position where I could fight them, I did and was successful.
What happens in other states and other locations?
It varies all over the country.
You know, some people have lots of big tolls. States, you know, like New Jersey, you've got to pay everything.
New Jersey, New York, California, that came at a time where they weren't getting support from their own states or the federal government. It was kind of the way in Texas as well. Texas was not supporting money, and so I went to the extreme, and I worked on two statewide constitutional amendments now that should supplant the need for most tolls.
Interesting.
We're now bringing in an additional $5 billion over a year, more than we used to, and so a lot of toll projects are not coming.
Where's that money coming from?
There's different sources. One of them, there's this thing called the Rainy Day Fund,
where we
take the oil and gas severance money over a certain amount, and we all put it into our savings account. Well, our savings account got to the point where it was ridiculous. We had more money than we ever needed. So back in 2013, I took an idea to the state of Texas about splitting that 50-50. Instead of putting a whole dollar in the savings account, put 50 cents in the savings account and 50 cents for transportation, and the voters agreed. The second one was back in 2015. I did a statewide one where we drew a line on sales tax. Sales tax is where the state of Texas draws 75% to 80% of our income. So I said, let's draw a line. We get to that line, the next penny over that dedicate to transportation. That was passed by the public as well. So the two add up to about $5 billion a year additional. So there's fewer toll roads now. And in El Paso, there should be zero, because there's no money owed on this, by the way.
I thought you'd say that. We got a caller here. You ready for a call? Yeah. A caller named Raul. You're on the radio, dude. What's up?
Hi, guys. How you guys doing?
We're surviving.
Fine.
Nicely.
Great job, Joe. This is Raul Amaya, and what you just talked about, super ideas. Years ago, I served on a committee with Sheldon Hall, Shelley's dad, and we were talking about how, and as you guys know, if we could just get some people to stop here in El Paso, the people who are transiting from the east to the west and the west to the east, if we could just a small percentage of them to stay here a day or two, that it would be a huge revenue source.
Oh, yeah.
And we had talked about, and you guys, I know, since we all live out here in the middle of nowhere, when we go west, you'd see these great big billboards that would say "The Thing," and "The Thing" so many miles from here, "The Thing" so many miles.
Have
from
you
here.
Stopped,
remember that, guys?
Did you ever stop and see "The Thing"? I did. I wonder, did you?
I don't recall if I did. I heard it was like some kind of mummy.
My son did it, and I got a coffee cup.
I
got the coffee cup. That's all I need. I don't need to go there.
I stopped once.
That's all they want you to do. That's all they're trying to get you to do.
But I like his idea, but I would like them to experience something and say, I'm going to stop again the next time I go through. So he's right. I mean,
El Paso is a place that people should come look at, but they don't know it.
Yeah. You know, and now they could have these electronic billboards where you could have different things. It would show Waco tanks. It would show the university. It would show the plaza, all of our historical sites, so that people might stop here a little longer. How much could that cost, these billboards out in the middle of nowhere?
Less than an arena. Oh, don't go there. Don't go there.
Less than a $100 million trolley that's going to go.
Oh, then there's that.
Or a lawsuit that continues on, yeah.
Well, you're quite right. We should be promoting us, and there's a lot of ways to do it. We have offered a number of suggestions to anybody who promotes us.
But nobody listens to us.
Straight out of this radio show, the videos I've done, the stuff that Six Guns and Shady Lady does, And frankly, they think history, for whatever reason, is not worth doing.
We
I don't
need
get
more
it.
Fruit bowls on airways.
Yeah, and windmills that don't look like windmills out
that
there.
That are
on,
broken, yes.
Well, you know, Dusty Henson.
Go, and then dinosaur tracks. Last week, I went to a field trip with Dr. Eric Kappas,
oh, yeah.
who, as you guys know, discovered the dinosaur tracks
oh, yes.
here in El Paso.
Yes, he did.
And he took us to see the Kilburn's whole volcano out there, which is pretty awesome. So, again, lots of stuff to see here, but we just don't promote it enough, it seems to me.
I think we need another arena. Not! I mean, yeah, that's kind of where we are.
Yeah, Area 52. We can just start.
Ooh,
over
I
here.
Like that. Area
yeah,
52.
And it's secret history. Come take a look at it. You
I
know?
Saw there's a spaceship out on the east side.
Oh, what happened? Though? He went away.
Oh, we lost him. Yeah, that's right. It's still there after all these years.
And the one at Waco Tanks door by the highway?
Well, there's. I'm familiar with one around the 1100, 150 block of Montana. There's a spaceship out there.
you have it?
I have. Yeah, I got a spaceship.
Would you get
got
that,
a spaceship?
Would you get that spaceship, Joe Pickett?
It landed in my backyard.
Oh well,
it was abandoned. I've got it. It'll be back out on the corner sometime, probably early next year.
Oh, there's an announcement right there.
Bulletin. I made it for. I think it was KLAQ years ago for a promotion or a parade or something, and I've had it in my compound, and then. We put it out on the corner last year, and attracted an awful lot of attention. We've since done some construction and moved it, and the businesses that are right there are suffering because of that. One of them told me that their clientele can't find it because they used to turn right at the spaceship.
Oh, he came to that? Okay.
So it may be back.
Turn at the spaceship.
We got to take a break. Chuck is back on the phone. Chuck, hold on. We got to take a break here.
Tell him to wait till the third hour.
The third hour.
No. Get Chuck on.
No, hey, the third hour is going to be at Pepe's.
He's a radio guy. He knows
Chuck. Yeah, well, no, Chuck knows how to do a break. You called us at a break here, Chuck, so hold on there. But you got to do trivia. What do you got left?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we do. Okay. We going to trivia now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And Chuck is eligible for trivia.
Oh, he is. He's pretty trivial. Yes, he's.
Yeah, we don't know that.
Okay, the first question is: who was? Let me read this. Well, let me go to this one first. Okay. Known as quite the prankster, around Halloween 2013-2014, what did Representative Pickett disassemble and then smuggle into his Capitol office in pieces and reassemble in his office?
We didn't ask that as a question.
Yes. We talked about that story.
But we didn't ask it already as a question?
No.
Oh, in that case, there's a question.
There's a question, yes. Hey. Oh. Okay. So known as a prankster, what did he disassemble and put back in his, reassemble in his office?
Is that the question?
That's the question.
We need two of them.
Okay, and here's the first one.
You want to make up a question that people could actually get? Or do you have one?
Yes, I just was going to ask that.
Okay. I'm sorry. What? I thought
see
you
what
didn't
I
have
go through?
You said you didn't have a second one.
No, I did.
Okay, what is it?
Who was the most influential coach to Representative Pickett?
There you go. Influential coach.
Okay. Yeah, who was
who
that?
Who was that?
Tell me who that was.
Who was the
and
most
we're
going
to take a break
coach.
And come back
and
in a bit.
And if you have an answer to these, call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry, we're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog. Over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream Catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920machine.com.
PetSmart understands that sometimes your pet sounds like this when you want them to sound like this. We recommend giving them this. Delicious and nutritious American Canidae, two of the latest arrivals to PetSmart's selection of natural pet foods. Give your pets kibble, wet food, and treats from American Canidae. You want it? We got it. We're PetSmart. Save up to $2 on American Canidae dry food, in-store only while supplies last. See store for details. PetSmart understands that sometimes your pet sounds like this when you want them to sound like this. We recommend giving them this. Delicious and nutritious American Canidae, two of the latest arrivals to PetSmart's selection of natural pet foods. Give your pets kibble, wet food, and treats from American Canidae. You want it? We got it. We're PetSmart. Save up to $2 on American Canidae dry food, in-store only while supplies last. See store for details.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got a full slate of callers here. Let's talk about a couple of things as we get to them. November 16th, next weekend, Troy Ainsworth is here for a discussion about historic preservation in Las Cruces. And what is going on with a Trost Design building at an old country club in Las Cruces? It is scheduled to be torn down. So think about that. November 23rd, Cindy Medina is back with author Phil Stover. And Phil has a series on religious history in Mexico. Kind of timely right now. A lot of things going on there. And I think he lives in that area. We'll see what that's all about. Anyways, United States and Canada, they came to Mexico, some to escape, some to do other things. What is that all about? He has two books, The Search for the Soul of Mexico, Religion and Revolution, and now in print, The Search for the Soul of Mexico, The Anglo Quest for Naboth's Vineyard. I have no idea what that is, but we'll find out. November 30, McGoffin Home having a Merry Holiday Open House. Talk about stuff with Michelle Wood. And Mr. Bernie is back. Talking about the History Museum and things going on November 30. What just got over there?
Well, I have the McGoffin Home is busy in November. This month is going to be spectacular, and you want to know why?
Why?
Well, on Wednesday, November 13th, John and Connie Dable will be the guest speakers at the Brain Trust Bag Lunch Hour. They will present Finding Your Heritage, and they're inviting y'all to come out and hear the phenomenal information they have gathered for those interested in family ancestry. And you don't want to forget this month's Make a Thing crafting class, and that's Thursday, November 21st.
They change the thing each month. It's
They keep changing it out. So a different thing. There you go. There's your thing. You can advertise that on the billboard.
It's on the highway.
I know.
It's
a thing.
It's a thing.
So get down there to 1120 McGoffin Avenue and visit the McGoffin Home this November.
I've been down there a couple of times. I'm going to get back down there. It's a worthy
make
thing.
Make my thing.
Chuck is going to be on in a second. We've got to do some trivia here. I mean, this is Estella. Good morning.
Good morning, Estella.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We have two questions. Which one did you have the answer for?
For the one for the car assembling and disassembling in the state capitol.
Yes, what was that?
It's a Model T.
There you go.
A Model T.
What color?
He didn't say color.
He didn't ask that. You get the prize.
He's picking on you.
Well, what color was it, Joe?
Oh, my goodness.
It's a maroon.
See, he didn't even say the color. So.
Well, see, now,
now he has to give you two coupons.
This hour, you get a choice of Amigos.
Yes, Amigos or
Mission
a coupon to Mission Del Rey.
A Mission Del Rey.
Mission. Yeah, Mission Del Rey.
Oh, excellent. There's two. Well, Mission Del Rey is popular, and it should be this time of year. You can take friends out there, look at gifts, and anybody from out of town.
Christmas shopping, too.
Your own Christmas shopping. Take your out-of-town visitors down there.
And I bought a great sweater. I'll tell you, it's really nice and warm.
We got some neat stuff from there. All right, Estella, you ready for to talk to Shelley?
Yes, sir.
That's how you get your stuff, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Anything else on your mind?
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Stella.
Thanks for listening,
All right,
Stella.
Thanks, Lee. Hold on there. Let's go. We got one more prize there, one more thing to go.
Are
you ready for Francis?
Francis.
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 Francis has left the building, okay. We're done with Francis. We got one. We're not done with Chuck.
Chuck.
You're back, dude. What's up?
Well, first I want to say hi to Joe. I haven't seen him in a few years. And, Joe, I'm so glad to hear you're back and healthy and doing well.
Well, thanks, Chuck.
You're a regular El Paso treasure. We need you around for another 30 years or so.
Well, I appreciate it. And I know you spend some time with me in Viva El Paso as well.
Oh, my.
Well, I know that's where we first met. And when I first met Joe, at that time, he was engaged in his first business venture in El Paso. And if you got time, I'll tell a quick story. Joe took over his parents' flower shop. But this is Joe Pickett. He's not going to run just a flower shop and deliver flowers. He introduced El Paso's.
What happened, Shelly?
Oh, no.
Oh, Shelly, you cut Chuck off. Oh, my God.
No, it wasn't her. She was on the phone.
She punched the button.
We'll never know.
She was talking.
Chuck, you got to call
Chuck
back.
Chuck, call back.
I'm not going to tell the story. We'll never know. If Chuck can't get through, we'll never know what he was going
to
say.
Do we need to talk to these people that are calling in here, Shelly? Chuck, I'm sorry.
She was talking to Estella.
Sorry about Chuck. You may have to call Chuck directly yourself.
You got to get Chuck up.
What is going on with Chuck? He can't get on the radio. Sorry about that, dude. Anyway, there's callers coming in right now unanswered.
I think it was another government twist.
And you know
here.
What? He had a real trivia. I know what he was going to say now that once he started building up, I know what he was going to say.
Shelly, you got Chuck back by any chance? No, apparently not. What? Chuck,
we're never going to.
What do you say to a guy like that? We didn't do it. You know, it's not his fault either. All right. We'll get a move.
The timing was perfect. It was like. This was like the cliffhanger at the end of the series.
You saw me. I didn't touch anything.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't even look at the phone.
That was great. Tune in next season.
We'll see. This will be the Joe Pickett show.
Well, he's got to know if we can bring him back.
He's not going anywhere. We're going to stay here until he's done. That'll be about 3 weeks. Okay, taking a break here. Shall we do that?
We shall do that.
If you give the phone number out, that could be dangerous.
We have Joe up.
Ah, Joe is up.
We pinned him up on
Facebook,
the Facebook
Joe.
Page. Facebook Joe.
And you got him standing there by Poncho, it looked like.
Yes, I do.
Cool.
And Blackjack.
And Blackjack, yeah. You know, I don't think I was told he wouldn't care for that name if he were around.
Probably not. He was a tough guy.
Well, he was pretty proud of his troops. So, you know, unlike a lot of things, he was very proud of his black troops. So.
He was, but I'm not sure he liked the name, whatever. But he's not here to ask. So we're going to move on here. And you have Facebook up. It's El Paso History.
El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page.
All right, shall we take a break, Sergio? 3, 2, 1, go.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
The following is a true story.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I'd sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel the timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare. If we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or we'll give your money back. That's what makes us different.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-626-7171. That's 800-626-7171. 800-626-7171.
Introducing the world's first apple cider vinegar gummy, the Goalie Gummy. Two gummies are equal to one shot of apple cider vinegar. Finally, a delicious way to get all the amazing benefits of apple cider vinegar without the terrible taste. The benefits include weight loss, reduced bloating, detoxifies the body, improves complexion, enhances energy, and so much more. Visit GOLI.com and use promo code NEWS for a special offer. Goalie gummies are packed with essential vitamins and superfoods, making it your daily delicious health necessity. They're 100% organic, all natural, vegan, and gluten-free. If you don't love the taste, no stress. Get a no-hassle refund. Visit Goalie.com and enter promo code NEWS for 10% off your order. That's GOLI.com and enter promo code NEWS to get 10% off and free shipping. Taste the apple, not the vinegar. Visit GOLI.com today and use promo code NEWS. That's N-E-W-S.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Speaking of Amigos, I plan to go to Amigos today for lunch. I got some cousins in town, and you are going to go to Pepe's.
I'm heading out to Pepe's.
Pepe, and Joe Pickett said he's going to Pepe's, yes, so if you want to hassle Joe or politely talk to Joe, he'll be out there today. We should do Ink, and then Chuck is back. God bless Chuck. He understands radio, apparently, so he keeps trying. We'll get to him in a second. But we need to tell you what's going on this week only in El Paso, Inc.
Sweet success inside the El Paso company that owns Jarritos and distributes billions of Mexican sodas across the country.
Also in the Inc., Veterans Day ceremonies, parades, and stories of heroism in this year's military issue.
El Paso's business journal, El Paso Inc., is available for home or business delivery. To read El Paso Inc. and to order your subscription, go online to elpasoinc.com.
Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra, the topic is violence in Mexico, with a Mormon family murdered in the Mexican desert, and now a larger run of murders in Juarez has people concerned.
Join host Saul Sainz Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. right after the news.
And there's the fanfare for none other than Chuck.
Chuck, we gave you a fanfare.
We'll try it again, Chuck. I'm sorry. That was
third,
a mistake.
Third time.
You're up, Chuck.
Third time.
I feel so special now.
You are. You've been on your three show. Times. It's the Joe Pickett Chuck show.
Yeah, he's been on three times.
I was going to share the story that Joe had been running his parents' flower shop. And, this being Joe Pickett, he wasn't just going to sell flowers. He introduced singing telegrams. But then he took it even a step. And I was one of his telegram singers.
Oh, my.
So we would go out to people's birthday parties and weddings and things. But this is Joe Pickett. He's got to take it one step beyond that. He went and got a used limousine. So we didn't just drive out to these people's parties.
From
and things.
A
he would drive
funeral
out there
company.
In a limousine.
A funeral.
Yeah.
From a funeral company at that.
Oh, boy.
It was a beautiful white Cadillac.
Not originally. Remember, I'll paint any car for $99.95.
$99.95.
To get the Earl Shaw, Texas Avenue.
That takes four cans of that spray paint.
Ten.
Oh, ten.
This one's a long one.
Chuck,
if it's okay if I propose a trivia question, I wonder if anybody knows what the name of that flower shop was. Because it's not, it wasn't just Joe's Flowers, you know. It was a clever theme. And it was, how long did you have that flower shop, Joe?
Well, it got sold to a attorney's daughter whose brother ran for city council.
That's a little complicated.
Yeah, it gets a little... I don't think anybody. I don't think anybody's going to get it, Chuck.
But what's the name of the flower shop? Is his
well, the flower shop wasn't my. I took over my parents, and then I started this business in place of it, and made a fortune.
Even better. But see, we're out of trivia prizes right now. How are we going to deal with this, Chuck? You got to.
Well, I'm happy to tell you the name of the place was King Arthur's. It was a very, 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 you know, it's just, Joe is such a creative fellow. It was a very,
very... We hooked
very...
up with Jim Paul. We did their, we created their mascot. We did balloon releases for
There's a promoter. Oh, yeah, my. Jim Paul. And you got together with him and did stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, my, what a pair.
Yeah.
And Chuck sounds like a third guy.
We had a couple of Miss El Paso's working for me. It was it was a show. It was very talented. We used to call it the Royal Treatment.
Chuck, we finally got you on the air. Appreciate you calling in again. And are you all right with all that?
Oh, you bet. I'm so glad to talk to Joe. And once again, Joe, glad you're doing better and that we need you around for a lot more years.
Fair enough. And if you want to eat lunch with him today, he's going to Pepe. So there.
Thanks. Well, there's one more thing. As a sophomore in high school, my first job was at Griggs. I was a busboy.
Oh, so you know Pepe.
There you go.
You know what that's all about. Good for you. All right, good talking to you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, you take it easy. We got a lot of people calling in here. We got someone named Fred is on the phone. Fred is on the radio. What's up, Fred?
How are you, sir? Since you've got Mr. Pickett, I was wondering if he knew any information about a guy named Tom Ogle. Remember he made a carburetor that would give you like 100 miles a gallon.
And it was Bales Transmission. Didn't he work with Bales Transmissions on it, too?
I don't remember if he could give us any insight, I'd sure appreciate it.
I just remember around the edges that, and again, Bales Transmissions, these people came up with items. There was an old black and white movie years ago, W.C. Fields, who invented a pair of pants that didn't disintegrate, and they couldn't put it on the market because it put all the businesses out. That Ogle and that also Bales Transmissions, they were bought out by big companies. And they
put the patent in a vault.
And then they held them. But
yeah, stuck in the vault. Oh, yeah.
Other than that, that's about the only, I just remember like around
Tesla.
The edges. Yeah.
You mean Tesla had engines that would work on water or something, and we'll never see them.
Yep.
So like GM, they just quashed it, huh? They didn't want the...
Whoever.
Somebody bought it and kept it in the vault and never used
it. And some of those things, I mean, they just couldn't put it. It's just like right now, all the technology that's out there. You know, my understanding is they've got stuff that's way, 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 way out there, but they need to sell all the stuff that they've got, get people used to it, and you just can't just put it all out there at once.
You got to sell a lot of gas in it, $2 and change. You're not selling enough gas.
Yeah, but I was just remembering that, and I thought maybe you guys could, you know, give me some information about it.
Don't have any.
It's locked up, apparently.
Yeah, don't have any on my vehicles, unfortunately.
Did he pass away?
I couldn't tell you.
I have no idea.
We'll find out after
Google
the show.
Google him. Or nowadays, Bing him. There you go. Well, thanks for ringing up.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. A lot of people stirred up with Joe Pickett sitting here, but there, you may get a following to run out to Pepe's today. That'd be kind of cool. And see who's who you have your fan club follow you out there, precede you out there, maybe.
Yeah.
Not, so it goes.
Not. I'm just...
Well, no, but you're just Joe, but that's enough.
Yeah. always have been.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough. Well, Joe Pickett, what else can we talk about? There's a million things. With the trolleys, you want to get into the trolleys or nothing?
Well, I've actually stayed out of that since the beginning. At the beginning, I said this was a bad idea. We shouldn't do it. It's hurting us behind the scenes, by the way.
Oh.
And so I've stayed out. It's there. It's built. There's nothing you can do about it right now.
Just write on it.
But I have connections, again, history and family on the in-laws' side. And my kids can take a claim to a lot of El Paso history. And their great-great-great-grandfather was the German consulate to Mexico. And he was one of the original businessmen in this area, because a lot of people don't remember or realize that El Paso Electric was a consortium of Mexican and American businessmen together, and that also included the trolley system. That was part of the same thing. And even back when I was on city council, The trolley itself, you know, it's fun, it's cute, it's neat, but it was a terrible project the way it was rolled out, and it's going to cost us dearly. Currently, it was state money, not federal transit money, and so the behind the scenes and the bureaucrats that are there when we start trying to do other projects, like we should have done the Northeast Parkway by now and have a truck route to get them out of downtown. They say, well, you used your money for a trolley that goes nowhere. And the city is going to run out of money for operating it pretty soon. That comes in another about 18 months to 2 years. And after that, it's going to be 100% on our backs, because right now it's being supplemented by federal transit dollars for maintenance, not to build the $100 million trolley. That was money that came out of projects that we could have done in other parts of El Paso. So I'm not a fan. And at the same time, you know, Texas history begins in El Paso.
Yes, it does.
The trolleys themselves and that whole history about it needs to stay alive, but it didn't necessarily mean we had to put a trolley system in a ridiculous route that doesn't mean anything, move anybody. There was a proposal that I thought was great at one time. It was to do the airport hotels, Sila Vista and Bassett Center, on a loop, and people would actually use it, but it wasn't downtown, so yep. Those people that were working behind the scenes to have it done. So no, I'm not a big fan. I give it a couple more years, and quietly it's going to eventually have to go away, because there's just no way it's going to be self-sufficient.
They got one of the big problem coming, or at least two maybe, when they cross I-10 with those bridges. The bridges have to be redone. Yeah. They have trolley tracks on them now.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I was just, it's just like.
Well, it's not like it's going to disrupt the people that are not on it.
It won't bother the trolley traffic, no.
Yeah, there's nobody riding their trolley. So.
I want you to pick something else in El Paso history that you find interesting, because I always thought it was really cool. My grandmother, you know, when I was a kid, we went down to Mission Trail. I didn't know that's what that was. She went down to visit some people. We passed these three white Catholic churches. Well, that's interesting, but what does that got to do with me? And I'm finding out now that's one of the biggest things when we talked earlier about the Mission Trail is huge. And so there's one that just amazes me. I didn't know as a child. I moved back to El Paso when I was 45 years old. That's when I figured out what that was.
I think more interesting to me, they were kind of mentioned it a little earlier, not as far back as that, is the Chamisal.
Oh, yes.
I to me, that's more interesting, because when I was a kid and we had moved from South Clark to over near Trowbridge when they were buying all the land to build U.S. 54 is when we finally heard some of the discussions about why this was important in the early 60s, John F. Kennedy and then Lyndon Johnson coming down to El Paso and settling a border dispute. And I was told that this was the first time and only time that the United States has ever given up any sovereign soil to a foreign country, because the boundary got changed to be permanent, because it used to be whatever the flow
of the river
before everything was, you know, dammed up and used for irrigation and all that kind of stuff. So to me, one of the most interesting is the Chamisal, the families that live there, going back to what I mentioned about my kids get to claim their great-great-great-great-grandfather, having that connection. And the stories and the history about where Mexico was going to be used by the German government to invade the United States in this area right here.
Well, they had some serious players in the Mexican Revolution that were German.
They did.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
And the possibilities that could have happened. I mean, if you know, because they were buying up land. And again, this is a German name, Weber. The Weber family, there is a notation down at the Coliseum. It says Bunkel Weber. They own that property. And where the Tiguas, you buy or sell a property in El Paso, you have to sign a waiver that says, okay, everything's clear and free and indefeasible, except if the Tiguas claim
subject to Tiguas claims.
I think the Weber family should be able to do that because they owned, because they were sent money, cash, from the German government to buy land along the Mexican border, and predominantly here in the El Paso area.
This is a small golden rule applied. He who has the gold rules. And that's exactly the way that went. Take a break slightly earlier. Joe Pickett's in the house, and Joe Pickett's going to go to Pepe's. So if you want to hang out, 6761 Donovan, get out there and check that out. I'll be over to Migos talking to some cousins. That's what I plan to do.
Your cousins.
Cousins are in town doing things and reuniting. It's a lot of fun. There's a huge reunion going on with this crowd.
Really, is this the actual reunion?
We think so. We did a cruise in September.
Reunion all the time.
We're done after this, I think, until the people say, what are you going to do next? And we'll figure that out.
So yeah.
It's always fun here. 544, whatever.
5876-544. KTSM.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
What would you do if you won the lottery? Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots are high, and you can't win if you don't play. But who wants to wait in line for a ticket? At Lottery.com, you can skip the line and play your favorite lottery games right from your phone. Never lose a ticket and never miss a jackpot. The Lottery.com app is free, and you can cash out your winnings anytime. In just two taps, you could win the next multi-million dollar jackpot. Search for Lottery.com in the App Store or go to Lottery.com to learn more. Now sit back, relax, and play, and get some time back in your day. That's what we call winning together. This message was brought to you by Lottery.com. Please play responsibly.
Join the T.J. Martell Foundation in the fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS. Your support helps facilitate cutting-edge research that will lead to more effective treatments and save more lives. Visit tjmartell.org to learn about music's promise for a cure.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563, and by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, I got two announcements here. One's about the Tiguas. And they have a Saturday, November 16th event from 11 to 3, and it is their annual winter market, and they got a cultural center going on there. Yaya Lane, I love that. Yaya.
Yaya.
Yaya, sure. Yeah. What do you say? Yaya.
Yaya.
Anyway, market's open to the public, free admission. Check that out. A set of those sort of people are really interesting as a Tigua tribe. They got retail space for tribal members. They got stuff going on there. Also, the Railroad Model and Historic Association of El Paso, they are having their annual Historical Association of Trains every Sunday in November. Get down there and check them out. They've got Sunday each from noon to 5 p.m. each Sunday. HO, N-Gage, O-Scale, as well as Lego trains running at full speed. And this is fun for kids of all ages. Address is 6335 Vaughn Court. No admission charge. Come for a free Sunday afternoon. Call up Bob Prinsky on his cell phone, 253-9394, and say, hey, Bob, what's this all about?
I want to talk about you can give through the day, the El Paso Giving Day, which is coming up through on the 14th. But you can, they've started something unique this year. They have an early giving period time that started already. And the actual day of giving is November the 14th, but you can give now. And the Women's Club of El Paso, they've got their 113-year-old building, and it's in real need of repair. And so they've got a spot on the Giving Day. And we'd love for you to go down to givingday.org and give a few shekels if you can. If you don't have any shekels, give us some cash.
Money's better.
Money's much, much better. And the Women's Club does need a lot of repairs. We're doing all we can to raise money, but a little extra help from the community would be great, because we want to do more programs there and such, but we'd love to get help from the community. And if you want to give some time also to help us repair, we'd love for that too.
Talk about El Paso history. You can't make the full picture without the Women's Club.
Yeah, they've done everything.
I don't care what you think of them now or then, but what they did then was incredible. Oh. Starting this, what was the women settled the West?
The men settled, but the women civilized it.
That's
yes,
what it
and
was.
That was
it's
it. They gave the first university scholarships, the first music
it's a
teachers.
Good crowd. Help them with the building. Help them with the building. So we got Joe Pickett here for a few more minutes. We wanted to mention your daughter was also, you said we heard that she was a UTEP professor.
Not yet. She would like to be.
Oh, she's on her way.
But she's been with that theater kind of propping them
right,
up, helping them out.
Well, she's been doing UTEP dinner theater forever. She was in the El Paso Independent School District, and last year, she actually was given an offer, and she now teaches at UTEP, and she's working on her PhD at the same time. So, yeah, she performs. She does all the choreography for the dinner theater, working on her PhD, teaches at UTEP. Quite a gal, but all my kids are.
Wonder where she got that spirit from.
That independent.
They're all that way. I got three daughters and a son, and they're all very independent.
Go-getters.
Yeah, there's my youngest. I tell a story. I'm proud of her. We were at a 4th of July picnic, and there was like the Women's Ladies Club. It was a fundraiser or something, and they were going down the line, and everybody, you know, they put a slab of beans on your plate. They put some potato salad. Get to the hot dogs, and it's like, you want mustard or ketchup? And my daughter said, mayonnaise.
Uh-huh.
I was so proud of her. So proud of her.
I would agree with her.
Not just accept what's given or laid in front. My kids have learned to question.
Make what you want happen.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah.
Well, Joe Pickett, thanks for being here. We helped, I think, the subject of how Texas history begins in El Paso here a little bit, at least where cars are concerned. And again, you're going to go to Pepe's, and Bernie's going to be out there. I'm heading over to Amigos. It's a big day, and everybody's going to go to Mission Del Rey when they can.
That's right.
So yeah, there'll be more people over there at Mission Del Rey.
Oh, they should, because this is the season to go buy a bunch of stuff and spread it around, because they got neat stuff over there.
Can you do stuff like tell them we said you get another 10% off or something?
You walk in and say it. You walk in and say that they will give you 10% off because Joe Pickett said it.
Why not?
And you'll like them. They're really neat people.
Let's give it a shot.
All right.
They're cool people.
Everybody, we'll see you next week right here on the El Paso History Radio Show in the control room. Thank you all much. Next week.
See you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, ephistory.com. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you